Kirsten Gillibrand, the New York Democrat, sits on the U.S. Senate's Special Committee on Aging. She says last year, the nation's top five pharmaceutical companies earned nearly $45 billion in profits while making prescription drugs increasingly expensive. She is sponsoring a package of bills that would peg U.S. drug costs to median prices in other countries, allow patients, pharmacists, and wholesalers to import safe, cheaper drugs from Canada and elsewhere, and direct the Health and Human Services Secretary to negotiate lower prices for prescription drugs for Medicare Part D. That is currently not allowed by law. There's an additional issue not covered in these bills, but it's one Gillibrand says must also be addressed, reforming patent protection. The problem, according to the senator, is pharmaceutical companies alter their products, thus keeping patents intact, and prevent many cheaper generic versions of critical drugs from entering the market.
One of the challenges that we've had for so long is that it takes too long for prescription drugs to get to generic. And one example is insulin. The fact that insulin does not have a generic today is outrageous. It's been available for decades. And you're right, many drugs, they change the formula, they combine it with something, change how the time releases to keep their patent longer. And it really harms access.
According to the Congressional Budget Office, allowing negotiation to lower Medicaid Part D drug prices could save the government $450 billion over 10 years. Gillibrand says reform will mean relief for Americans who are forced to choose between keeping up on bill payments and keeping up on their medications. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.